Welcome to Late Night with Lee Alston, where you are listening to Let's Do It Radio, found on the homepage and sponsored by doitallinthemall.com. If this is your first time listening to Let's Do It Radio, welcome. I'm your hostess, Ms. Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Anais Baku Designs, broadcasting to you worldwide. Doitallinthemall.com is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Fraser, and it's a secure 24/7 online shopping mall of over 5,000 stores for all your needs, which has been in business for over 13 years. You can shop while listening to entertainment, all in the comfort of your home. You can make a difference worldwide. So take a tour and shop. Support each other. Let's let this become our own Black Wall Street. Today is Friday, May 14th, 2021, and we have Lee Alston from Freeport, Texas, with Colorful Music, with today's segment, Late Night with Lee Alston, which we appreciate you all tuning in worldwide. As I bring in our guests for the evening, grown folks, get situated with your beverage of choice, cheese, crackers, fruits, and anything else you want to have near you as you are listening. Heck, you might even want to play some spades, dominoes, bidwiz. If you want to call in or Skype during today's show and join the conversation, join the vibe, the number is 845-241-9985. If you just want to listen, you can comment and let us know where you are listening from. As we continue our show, our first commercial.
We do not own the rights to any information or music you hear at Let's Do It Radio.
And the song you heard as we were coming is entitled Jazz Interlude. I fell in love with this song because it's so smooth and such a smooth sound. So let me introduce our guests and get into the show. Welcome, Lee Alston of Freeport, Texas, of Gullisol Music. Thank you for joining us and welcome back to Let's Do It Radio. Lee, so how has the past couple of weeks been business-wise? Is business picking up?
Oh, yes, yes. Everything is seem like it's moving forward in the right direction. Some things are opening up for me. Tomorrow I'll be teaching a class at a local community church here in the area. I'll be giving audio engineering classes to musicians, the sound persons that operate the boards in the churches and different things like that. So I'll be there tomorrow at 1 o'clock in the afternoon. And for those of you in the Houston area, here in Texas, Houston area, Brazoria County, Matagorda County, Galveston County, whatever county you are in Texas, y'all need to come on out and check it out. It's free. My services tomorrow are free. Nice. I just want to pour it back into the community with my knowledge and wisdom of what I'm doing, and just to help further some of the area churches here and to help them do what they do effectively. Yeah, so I'm very excited about that.
Good, good. See, when you extend your talents to everybody within the community, it goes a long way and it helps you as well.
Yes.
And so we got to know Lee, who you'll be hearing from this evening and every other late night Friday from 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. So, Lee, go ahead and greet the worldwide listeners there in Australia, UK, Portugal, France, Brazil, Colombia, Russia, China, Japan as well, and, of course, our brothers and sisters everywhere. So go ahead and give us your great Gullisol greeting.
Hey, y'all. How y'all doing out there? I'm glad y'all are tuning in.
Y'all.
Man. For all of y'all supporting what I'm doing with my music, for your downloads, your shares, your purchases, I really appreciate it. My brothers and sisters around the world, UK, Germany, Australia, Africa, Canada, here in the U.S., of course, Portugal, Poland, everywhere. Thank y'all, love y'all, and I really appreciate your report. Y'all's support in what I'm doing. Thank you.
Nice, nice. You're worldwide now. That's great. That is really great.
Oh, yeah.
So you're bringing your music or spreading your music to everybody. And so you have about how many listeners?
Oh, man, I checked my dashboard today. And when I checked it earlier today, it was right at about 180,000. So
nice.
And then subscribers coming aboard, too. And so it's very exciting, and it's just amazing how things can go right for you when you put the work in. So I'm very appreciative of all of these individuals supporting what I'm doing. I very, very, very well thank you for that.
And what is your website so that they can check you out and listen to you as well?
Oh, yeah. If y'all want to check my music out, you can go to https://... N as in Nancy, the number one, M as in Mike, .com/ LeeAlston. That's number1music.com, Lee Alston. And you can go there and you can listen to my music, interviews, everything Lee Alston and Gullah Soul Music. You'll find it right there.
And also he's also found as one of the entrepreneurs under the client section on Do It All in the Mall. So you can go to Do It All in the Mall homepage and look for the entrepreneurs there. And voila, there he is. Click on his picture. And he will come up. And so this week we're going to be having some cultural music presented. We're going to start at church first, as a lot of your songs are spiritually motivated, as they have helped you along the way. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, it has. My faith, of course, in God and that's my everyday thing, every day, all day. That's all I know. So I just want to be able to spread good news, to those through my music, and hopefully it helps others and be encouraging to others as well, and just have a good time listening to it and just groove with it, man. So it's like, I'm thankful for the gift, and I'm able to use this gift in such a positive way to bring about a positive influence. So That's my mission.
Nice.
That's what I'm on right now.
That's right. That's what, if you got a talent and God gave it to you, that's what you're supposed to do, and that's exactly what you're doing. So let's get started with church and get our shout on with this song as we started the last show. And the song, it got us going. It's called Church Quake After the After Party. Amen?
Yeah,
can
man.
I get an amen?
Let's church quake. Amen.
Amen. Church quake, yes, sir.
Yeah, man, church quake.
Come on now. That bass. Woo.
Yeah, man.
Got to get my shot.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shot.
Do your dance, do your dance. Jordan River, so deep and wide, I can see Jesus on the other side. Stepped in the water was so cold. The water chilled my body, but it did not chill my soul. Sweet cherry, swing low for me. Jesus healed my soul, now I am free. Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Rock me low, calm and easy. I got a home on the other side. I feel the fire all up in here.
here. I feel your presence in the atmosphere. Church break everywhere. Raise up, hands up in the air. Get up and do the praise you do. The party don't stop. No, we ain't through. Make one step, you make two. It ain't no limit what God can do. Come on, before it's too late, bring your body to the church quake. Sweet chair, swing low for me.
Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way. Got to get my shout on.
Do your dance, do your dance.
Let me praise my way.
Yeah, they tell me down there.
Got to get my shout on.
On I-17 in Lonely, Georgia.
Let me praise my way.
The church quaking, yeah.
Got to get my shout on.
They tell me. Brunswick, G.A. St. Simon Valley, GA. They down there, church quake, yeah.
Got to get my shout on.
My peace down there in Alabama, Louisiana, Mississippi. The church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
My peace down here on the Third Coast.
My
Third Coast connection. They down there, church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
Brother Paul Williams.
Let me praise my
way. Yeah, he's up there, church quake.
Got to get my shout on.
Bring the moss where you at, now.
Let me praise my way.
Yeah, do the church quake, come on.
Got to get my shout on.
Everybody in this whole United States country.
Let me praise my way.
Do the church quake.
Got to get
my peace over there, across the water, in Australia,
let me
the UK. All over there.
Got to get my shout on.
Yeah, they're doing the church quake.
Let me praise my way.
Everybody all over the world. Do the church quake. The church quake. It's the church quake.
Yeah, man.
And we're going to continue with that sweet chariot. And it's called Gullisol Zydeco Trap Clutching. I know you explained what Zydeco Trap Clutching was last time. Can you explain that again to us?
Yeah, what I did, I fused the the Zydeco genre with my Gullisol style.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so I wanted to create my own genre, of course. So with that being said, I use that concept from Zydeco and then use a concept from my Gullisol vibe and created this particular piece. And so the culture here, like I said, along the Gulf Coast,
mm-hmm.
Zydeco is one of those things, man, you just gravitate toward that sound with the accordion, of course, being
okay.
The lead instrument and the drums double clutch. And so, you know, the bass and everybody else doing their thing. And so, yeah, that's how I came up with this particular piece right here.
Okay, so let's get into Sweet Chariot Gullisol Zydeco Trap Collection.
Yeah.
Yes, yeah. Gullisol style. Zydeco. On the trap clutch. This year I do my praise, y'all. Yeah. On the slow down. Zydeco style. With the Gullisol style. On the trap clutch. Yes, yeah. Yeah.
Sweet cherry.
Let me ride with you, come on.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
This year right now, this year, yeah.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride with you. Sweet chariot, sweet love.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
down praise. Gullah Soul Zydeco style. Trap Clutcher. Come here. Come here, y'all, and listen to this here. It's on the slowdown. And by the time I'm done with the monologue, you gon' be in the zone. You gon' be in the zone. You'll check this out right here.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride. Let me ride. Ride with you.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Yeah, Jesus gon' let me ride with you right here. On the slow down.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
This is how I praise, y'all. This is how I praise. Where the party at, y'all?
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Jesus gon' let me ride with you. About to ride with it right here. Here I go. This year be the Trap Clutcher, the Gullah Soul style with the Zydeco style on the Trap Clutch. I say we on the Trap Clutch. This year on the Trap Clutch. Jesus, let me ride.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Yeah.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride. This year, Trap Clutch.
Sweet chariot, sweet love, and let me ride.
Let me ride.
That accordion add to it, the Zydeco sound. That's nice. That's really nice. That was Trap Clutcher. Yeah, that's different. That's a real different. The next one is Celebrate Jesus. You want to tell us what you're celebrating? Well, not what you're celebrating, but why you're celebrating Jesus?
Oh, because of the life he gave for me. And I'm very glad.
Come on, tell it.
You know what I'm saying? You know, where would we be without him? You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And that's some strength for real. Where would we be without him?
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it wasn't for him giving his life for us, you know, man, we'd be messed up right now for real. So it's, I created this particular piece because I just want to celebrate him, celebrate his life, his legacy, and what he's doing for me right now, and what he's doing for you, others that I see being blessed and moving forward and progressing. That's what I like to see. I love that stuff, to see other people progressing. So I just want everybody to celebrate Jesus with me on this one here. You know, on this one right here, just celebrate. Yeah.
Yes. And you know it's a happy song, so celebrate.
Yes. So
we're having a party. Celebrate Jesus every land. Yeah.
The Holy Spirit got you.
Come on.
Get up and dance. Hey, can you feel it?
God's anointing in the house tonight.
Everywhere we go, raise up.
Now, I don't know if anybody heard that little funny sound over there, but we are not letting the devil disturb our groove tonight. We are going to put him under our feet, and we're just going to continue going on because we're going to have a celebrate season. He was mad because we were celebrating. That's the whole thing. You know?
Yeah.
He was really mad, really, really, really mad. So anyway, I like that. That was nice, you know, catchy tune.
Thank
and everything.
You.
So just celebrate Jesus. Celebrate Jesus. And the next song, This Ain't No Make-Believe World, because, you know, a lot of us live in the make-believe world and, Superman, Wonder Woman, so on and so forth. So describe that song to us.
Basically, you know, it's like you were saying, and that, you know, too many live in this make-believe world, believing that, I guess, you know, some guy flying around on the TV is going to save us from what we're dealing with in real life.
Right.
And so we have to really, you know, snap into it and realize that's just entertainment. And we're dealing with some real issues.
Right.
We got some real things going on right now. And Superman can't help us right now. I mean, that's a fictitious character. So we got to break away from, you know, trying to mind trip on, you know, cartoon characters and movies. And all. Yeah, it's entertainment, and it has its place. But we have to realize we live in a real world with real people and with real issues. And the only one that can help us with these real issues is God himself. And so that's why I came up with this particular piece addressing that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And it says, this ain't no make-believe world. This is, we live in the real world these days. So let's hear the song.
Yeah. Superman can't find a way. Ain't no way he can help us. We don't live in a world of make-believe. We need God in times like these. It doesn't really matter who you are. Salvation comes from the morning star. Prince of life, Jesus Christ. He's the one who can make it right. Let me ride, let me ride, let my friend inside. Please give me two wings to fly away. See no more hurt, see no more pain. Lord, I put my whole trust in you. You're the only one who can see us through. Bring us joy, take away the sorrow. You're the hope for today and tomorrow. Superman can't find a way, ain't no way he can help us.
Yes,
we don't live in a world of make-believe. We need God in times like these. It doesn't really matter who you are. Salvation comes with the morning star. Prince of life, Jesus Christ. He's the one who can make you. So swing low, sweet cherry, let me ride. Hey, would you let me ride, let my friends inside. Give me two wings to fly away. I see no more hurt, see no more pain. Lord, I put my whole trust in you. You're the only one who can see us through. You can bring us joy and take away the sorrow. You're the hope for today and tomorrow. Superman can't find a way. Ain't no way he can help us. We don't live in a world of make-believe. We need God in times like these. It doesn't really matter who you are. Salvation comes through the morning star.
That's word.
Okay, ain't no make-believe world. And, no, we're living in the real world. You know, sorry, can't sugarcoat it, can't do anything about it. It's real. And the thing is, when you go to God, He will never fail, correct?
That's right. That's right. You're sure right about that.
He will never fail. He will never fail, ever fail. When has God ever failed us?
Never.
I can't hear you. Excuse
never.
Me?
Never.
What part?
Never.
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 But how many times
and
have
he'll
we failed
never
him?
Fail. Yeah.
We can't even count. We can't even count right now how many times we did. Never,
yeah,
never,
man.
Never, ever. So, the next poem is God Will Never Fail. And I mean, you write these songs, so you have a reason for writing them. And so the reason for this one is?
The reason for this one is a blend of testimonies within this song.
Okay.
When I say that he will never fail, I mean exactly that.
Right.
I don't even say he ain't failed me yet. Some people say, that's not me. He will never fail. Bottom line.
He will,
bottom line,
he will
that's
never
is
fail.
It. He
that's
will
right.
never fail. Yeah, man. On the strength, for real.
That's right. As long as you follow him, you don't have no. It's in God's hands. That's it. I've given it to God. I don't have nothing to worry
that's
about.
Right.
He's not gonna fail me.
Sure right.
He's always there. You know, he's you know, what you say, he may not come when I need him, but what?
He's right on time.
He's always on time. So we're gonna
always.
Hear God will never fail. Always.
Yeah.
My faith in you is strong. You gave me strength to keep holding on. And Lord, I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. You picked me up, turned me around, placed my feet on solid ground. That's why I know you will never.
When I was in ICU, Lord, you brought me out. Lord, you brought me out. And I can stand right here today and give my testimony. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord, I know. I know you never fail.
God will never fail.
Lord, I know you never fail.
God will never fail.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes. You. That's some testimony
yeah.
in there. Brain
yeah.
I see you. Shoot, you are, I'm surprised you're not running up and down. Well, I don't know where you are, so I don't know about you running. Your legs may be going, but I don't know how fast it's
yep.
taking you. But shoot, you got a lot to be thankful for. And,
oh, yeah.
And he's never
oh,
failed.
Yes,
he's
man.
Brought you through everything. Everything.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. So
yes,
a lot of your
yeah.
songs are testimonial.
Right, right.
Nice,
they are a lot
nice,
of what I
nice.
Write or from
mm-hmm.
Experiences and so whatever I'm writing, it was probably something that I experienced and able to put in a song, and hopefully it would encourage others listening. And so
right,
that's why
right.
I do what I do the way I do. And so
mm-hmm.
I'm just
right.
Enjoying, you know, the gift that he gave me to be able to pour into others and help be a blessing to
mm-hmm.
others. And so I'm very grateful for what he has done.
Mhm, mhm, and I just got a text a few minutes ago from I call her Mama Rosa. She's listening. She says God never fails. She is one of those who testimony. She's the
Amen.
Sweetest lady, so sweet, and she says God never
uh-huh.
fails. So if y'all out there listening and you have my number, or you can comment in the comment section, please do, and I'll be glad to read those comments and so on and so forth. But we know God never fails because.
Yes.
How many times on your hands can you count that he's failed?
Never has failed.
Oh, I hear chirping birds. I hear crickets. I don't hear nobody saying anything. So God never fails. Never
yeah.
fails. So
never fails.
He's an on-time God. We sing that too at our church. He's an on-time God. Mama Dumas
mm-hmm.
say that. Sing that song, Mama Dumas. But he's, you know. And the next song that you have is called Jesus, Mr. Right. Go ahead and explain
oh, yeah.
that song to us.
You know, I used the concept of finding the right
mm-hmm.
connection, the right connection.
Okay.
And so I wanted to put this in a way where, you know, universally anybody can understand what I'm saying. When I'm saying Jesus, he's Mr. Right. You know, he's right, he's just, he's all that. You know, and so the anyone that would give his life for us, man, you know he's got to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So it's,
right.
you know, so
correct.
I came up with this concept and to find the words to express to him how I feel about him. And so the way I wrote it and the melody and everything else, so this is my way of expressing my gratitude and my thanks to him for giving his life for me. Mm-hmm. Yes.
And look what he's done for you. He's got you internationally known. He's got
yeah.
listeners. He's got people, you know, purchasing your music. So he never fails. And
never fails.
Jesus is Mr. Right.
Yeah.
You know I love you always. Thinking of you. Lord, you're mine, oh. I'm doing just fine. You fill my soul with peace. Oh, such a sweet relief. I abide in you, and you abide in me.
Ain't nobody.
You do me the way you do. Your love is oh so
ain't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding
ain't
on.
Ain't nobody.
Feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody.
You do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so.
Can't
keep holding on.
Can't nobody
make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life. Thank God I'm sanctified. Yes, I can feel your fire. The Lord fill my cup and let it overflow with love. You made me new, washed me through and through. I owe you my life. Jesus, you're so right.
Can't nobody
do me like the way you do. Yes, your love is so
Can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Yeah, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
you do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
Can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
you do me like the way you do. Your love is oh so
Can't
true.
Nobody.
Your love makes me strong. I gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yes, you're the real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
you do me like the way you do. Your love is
nobody.
Yes, your love makes me strong. Gotta keep holding on.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way I feel. Yeah, yeah, you're the real, real deal. Jesus, you're so right. I owe you my life.
Can't nobody
you make me feel the way you do. Yes,
yeah.
Your love is so, so
Can't
true.
Nobody
nobody.
Mm-mm. Nobody.
You need a Mr. Right. Can't be wrong with Mr. Right.
Show, man. Show.
Can't be wrong with Mr. Right. We're going to have a quick commercial, and then we will be right back with Mr. Lee Alston. Late Night with Lee Alston.
Welcome to Do It All in the Mall and Let's Do It Radio. Do It All in the Mall, an online shopping mall providing over 5,000 stores. We earn a commission when you shop that goes back to your community, making a difference nationwide. Take a tour and shop doitallinthemall.com.
All right, and we are back with Mr. Lee Alston out of Freeport, Texas. Gullah Soul Music. So everybody say hello to Mr. Lee Alston. Hey, Lee is capturing a very diverse demographic. So include our songs with an old school, church feel, southern gospel quartet, reggae with French vocal overtones, from a brother from Nigeria, and a spoken word. And I mean, he has, I'm just going to say everybody, you know, on his music. So this next song, please, if you are French, charge it to my, as it to my heart, to my head. just love me. But it's called Jesus No Kane. And Lee, you want to explain what that means, please?
Yes. When I was in Dallas, Texas, doing a recording there, I met a brother from Nigeria, and so he asked me if I could help him with a song. So he pretty much told me the meaning of it. It's like Jesus knows who you are, and so he explained it to me that way. And so I helped him out, and basically this is what we came up with, a nice tune. And so I really enjoyed helping him out, working with him on this one.
Okay. So if you all know French, enjoy. If you don't know French, still enjoy.
Yeah.
You just know connect.
Il connaît ta mère, il connaît ton père, il connaît tes enfants, il connaît ta femme, il connaît ton travail, il connaît tes amis, il sait qui tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus va vous mettre. Il connaît tes yeux. Il connaît tes efforts, il connaît ton cœur, il connaît ta pensée, il connaît tes projets, il connaît ton passé, il connaît ton présent, il connaît ton futur, il sait ce que tu es, il sait ce que tu veux. Jésus dit Baboumé. Que tu es voleur, c'est que tu es menteur et tu trompes ta femme. Tu fais ce qui est faux et tu divises l'église. Tu es marabout, tu es devenu prophète. Tu as couché tous les femmes de ton église. Tu as couché tous les hommes de ton église. Tu t'habilles en sexy pour séduire le pasteur.
Yeah.
I think I said it pretty good. Maybe I did. Maybe
oh,
I
did. You did all right with that. Yeah.
I have to tell you, I cheated. I went to the French translation and learned how to say it real quick. So.
Oh yeah.
I didn't want to mess it up. I'm not. Hey, I'm just trying to tell. I'm just trying to tell people I'm keeping it real.
Yeah, man.
Hey, because I don't know French. I don't know what you said, but it was a pretty song, so I'm going to have to get the full translation one day.
Yeah, yeah.
But this next song that we have is called O Church, and then part of the lyrics say, let me guess, O Church, let me get my life straight, hold on. What's the matter now? So,
yeah.
You know me, I'm always asking, so... Mm-hmm. Concept behind Old Church, what's up? You know, basically, what's up? What you going through? Explain that to us, please.
As a matter, the song, I used to hear this song sang by my grandmother when I was a little boy, little child, down at Shorter Chapel AME,
little boy.
Down there, down in Georgia, I-17, and she would rock that church with this song. I'm like, you know, I'm like, okay, this is a little fella. But then I had my brother do the bass line for me on this one because I needed to move in a certain direction. So I said, well, I'm gonna sing the song my grandmama's song, but I'm going to do it my way, but still keep the, you know, the overtones of awakening our mindset. of the church, and maintaining what we need to be doing according to the word, you know, how God wants us to do, treat one another, love one another, you know, help one another. Come on, you know, that's basically what the song is about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so that's basically what we're doing with this one. And it has an old school church feel. And if you like to kick your heels up, man, you might as well go on and do it because it'll make you move. It'll make you get in there and move. Yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We want to move the church. Because what's the matter now? We don't move. We just sit there like lumps on a log. So let's go ahead and I'm going to play Old Church. And if y'all like it, let me know.
Old Church, what's the matter now?
What's the matter now?
Say, Old Church.
Old Church,
what's the matter?
There's a lot of things that we don't used to do like we used to do, like we used to do anymore. We don't do a lot of things. We don't go to church like we used to. We don't love each other like we used to. We don't converse with each other like we used to.
Come on.
We just don't do, you know, we just don't. It's like, why? Why are we so cut off from each other? You know, we used to have dinner together with our family. We don't do that. We have our heads into our instruments, our internet, our technology is like, I can probably count the hair on somebody's head more than I can tell you what their face looks like these days.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, you get a grunt if you're lucky. How you doing? Mm. It's like, okay, okay. So, you know,
That's right.
What's the matter now? We need to go back to that, you know, old time. And talking about old time, I played this next song for Mother's Day. It's called Mother Bowed and Prayed for Me.
Oh,
and so I'm sure you, I'm sure you, gave this tribute to your mom. Is that correct?
Yeah, this is one of the songs that, you know, that I gravitate toward to show expression to my mom and for everything that she's done mm-hmm. for us. And so I asked this pastor to, you know, we wanted to work with me. So he had the right voice
mm-hmm.
for this right song, and it came out just on point, man. I tell you, just on point. This is church quaking old school style right here, man. For real, yeah.
Right, right, right. These next few songs are some of the old time songs that you had done. So I'm going to play Mother Bowed and Prayed for Me. And so
yeah.
I really like this song as well because it takes you back to the,
it does.
You know,
mm-hmm.
as I had played with old church, what's the matter now? That's what's wrong. We don't pray like we used to. We don't bow our head like we used to. We just
right.
don't do it. We just don't, you know. So
that's
I'm
right.
playing this song. Mother bowed and prayed for me.
Yes, she did.
I remember when I was a child, setting on.
Hear songs like that anymore. You sure don't hear songs like that anymore. That's some good
more.
Old down home, you know, gone home, not singing but singing. As I said, that's some good old
man.
Down home singing. Yep.
Oh,
yes,
yeah.
Yes, yes. And the next song, The Lord Will Make a Way, you know, that's timeless as well. So, you know,
yes,
that is just as timeless just as well. So, I don't think that one needs any explaining unless you want to explain.
I don't need no explaining. I mean, it says right there, the Lord will make a way. For sure.
I thought you'd say that. He never fails and he'll make a way. So what else do you need to say? Nothing else.
Nothing
I need to play the song.
Like a ship that's gone and
driven,
that's gone, better by and
Sing it, sir. Sing it.
And
sing
I say
it.
To my soul, don't worry.
Texting me, you know, head bowing and nodding and cheesing and, you know, going back and forth, and they're so heavy. You know, it's just, you know, just these old time songs. They're just like you said, you don't do like you used to do anymore. They just,
nah.
You just don't.
Mm-mm.
So the next one is, of course, it's another good old time song. It never gets tired. Precious Lord.
Oh,
and
yes.
Is it the same pastor as he's singing the song to?
Yes, ma'am. It's the same pastor, Pastor Hatfield. And You did an awesome job on these projects with me. Awesome.
Yes, he did. He can come to and he can come on church on Sunday and sing for me. I'll be happy. Hey, the mic is available.
Uh-huh.
Precious Lord, yes, Lord. Here we go, precious Lord. Yes, yes, yes.
Precious Lord. My hand, lead me on, let me
nothing like a classic. There's nothing like a classic.
You sure right
nothing
about
like
that.
A classic.
I remember that song.
Man,
that
it just,
a lot of times. That was that. That was that go-to song before the preacher got up to preach. A lot of times.
Okay.
Man, that was the go-to song, and Man, that got them ready then. Oh, yeah, man. That's you, like mm-hmm. you said, that's a classic, and it's still relevant today, mm-hmm. right now. Yes.
Every day, mm-hmm. every day. Either that or Amazing Grace. You know, there's some songs, you know, they are just classics. They're just diehards, and hopefully they'll never go away. And what was your song? Old Church, What's the Matter? We don't have the classics like we used to. You know, we don't have... You know, the good old mothers used to, like you said, get on their knees and pray for us.
Oh, yeah, man.
And,
yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, you get that look at down the end of the church pew, and it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah, man. I remember that.
When I get
home.
You're
so right.
You know?
You're so right. I remember that.
And
yeah,
you better put
that.
The money in the church. You know, don't be holding it for no candy either.
Yeah.
That's good old terms. Those are them good old days, as they would say. Those good old days. I know people out there just teasing and grinning because it happened to them. If they are in between this age and that age, you know it happened to you. Shoot.
Yeah.
And some of the mothers are gone now, but you still hold that true and near and dear to your heart. You know, that look over their glasses.
You never forget that.
You know, with them church hats, didn't have to say anything. That just that look.
That look. Mm-mm-mm. That mama gave that look. the mamas gave them looks back in the day. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you know, you can still give that type of look today. So, and what did they say? And? What's that supposed
mm-hmm.
to be? And? You know, so sometimes like, mm-mm-mm. Is that
mm-hmm.
supposed to scare me? I'm going to call CPS on you. Okay, go ahead. You going to go
mm-hmm.
there naked? Because you're not taking on the clothes. Go ahead, call CPS on me. Hold on a second. What did Erica Badu say? You can't use my phone?
No, you're right. You're so right.
You can't use my phone.
Oh, yeah,
it's
my phone.
You gonna
call?
This next song is Do You Know Him? Jesus. And as I listened to it, who was singing that song? What is that behind that song?
That is actually my mother. And so, of course, she's old school. Yeah, of course, she's old school.
Mm-hmm.
And so I needed to create music that she's familiar with. And so she was comfortable with it. And so, man, she did, for her first time in the booth with me, she did an outstanding job
uh-huh.
on this one. She did a very good job. So this is my mother, Mother Jones.
Okay, Mother Jones, hey. With your church hat on, looking over your glasses
uh-huh.
at your son, Lee, like he done did something. Do you know him? Jesus.
Do you know?
God's son.
Church on a Friday night,
yeah,
y'all.
Man.
We're going to have church.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to slow it down a little bit, but not yet. We're still going to continue to have some church because sometimes we don't get enough. C-H-U-C-H, touch. Forget the
that's
R
right.
Because you are
you
sometimes
it.
There,
yeah.
Sometimes you are not.
Mm-hmm.
You like that? So we're going to have a quick commercial and we will come back.
You can find Let's Do It Radio on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. Come join us and listen to Let's Do It Radio as you're shopping the first online mall with over 5,000 stores for all your holiday shopping needs. Yes, Do It All in the Mall has its own radio station, and you can listen to us as you shop. So shop with us, listen to us, and talk with us at doitallinthemall.com.
Yes, yes. And this next selection is, it's called New, and it's one of your new selections. So please tell the listening audience worldwide. You have just returned back with Lee Austin, late night Lee Austin, Gold Soul Music, out of Freeport, Texas. He's our guest for the evening, and he's sharing with us his music. His mother just sang to us not too long ago. And so and she did do an excellent job. Tell her she's getting her props. And so
I sure will.
Good. Yes. So go ahead. What's the new? New. What's new about?
New is just basic about my life being
mm-hmm.
new in this new walk, in this new way of thinking, new way of talking, new way of doing, new way of walking. The whole thing new because I decided one day to accept Jesus Christ as my Lord and my Savior. So he made all things new for me. You know, the old me is gone.
Okay.
And so this
mm-hmm.
is the new me now. And that is called it new.
Okay. That's called new. So a lot of people who are just joining in, you know, if you haven't given your life to Christ, it's a hard road. But if you listen to Lee and everything that he's been through, you know, he is grateful that he has changed his life and he has a new walk, a new talk. And next lesson is called new.
Thank you.
melody. You're so good to me. You're the song of my heart, of my heart. Ooh, what a harmony. You knock me off my feet. You're the bright morning star. Yes, you are.
Ain't ashamed to admit you did it. Ooh, made my life new. I found a love true. You took my life and turned it around.
Yeah,
placed my feet on solid ground. Ain't ashamed to admit you did.
You did
make my life new. I found a love true.
Oh,
turn it around,
my life,
place my feet on solid ground.
Sweet as a melody, you're so good to me. You're the song of my heart, of my heart. Ooh, what a harmony. You knock me off my feet. You're the bright morning star. Yes, you are. Ooh.
Ain't ashamed to admit
oh,
you did. Made my life new. I found a love true.
Oh,
you took my life and turned it around.
Yes, you did.
Place my feet on solid ground.
Ain't ashamed.
Ain't ashamed to admit you did.
You did.
I made my life new. I found a love true.
Ooh.
You took my life and turned it around. Placed my feet on solid ground.
I ain't ashamed.
Ain't ashamed to admit you did.
You did.
I made my life new. I found a love true.
Oh.
You took my life. Turn it around.
Turn my life around.
On solid ground.
I'm not ashamed.
Ain't ashamed to admit
ooh,
you did.
No.
Made my life new. I found a love true. You took my life and turned it around.
Turn my life around.
Place my feet on solid ground.
Now that you are new, you have to take a course of or new path, I guess. And I guess you wouldn't be new if, you know, you didn't believe in God. Is that correct?
That's right.
And all the
That's
things
right.
He's done for you? Okay.
Yeah.
So you created a song called I Believe in God. And like I was saying earlier, you know, you have a lot of testimonies and you testify testimonies and, you know, hopefully people will understand that, you know, life isn't easy, but you do have an outlet to go to.
That's correct.
And, you know, they don't have to be by themselves. You know, you can try and, you know, talk to a friend, but sometimes friends don't have all the answers. And
That's
but
true.
If you go to God and believe in him, what happens? God never
He'll
fails.
He'll give you everything you need. That's right.
And everything you need. Everything you need. So I believe in God is along those lines, correct?
Yeah, I truly agree with that.
Okay.
He'll give you the answers, everything you need. You know, it's in him,
mm-hmm.
everything.
Mm-hmm. And this, I mean, we're not trying to, you know, bring people to Christ, but we are trying to bring people to Christ in essence. And so a lot of your songs are testimonies because without him bringing you through a lot of that you had gone through, you wouldn't be able to sing the way you sing. And express
right.
the way express and have all these words and songs towards him. So we're going to play
yep.
I Believe in God. And y'all can still call us, you know, and listen to us, vibe to us, you know, just hang out, chill with us. That number is 845-241-9985. And you're listening to Late Night with Lee Alston and your hostess, Miss Inez. Here you go. I believe in God. Believe in something, why not believe in me?
Yeah.
And the answers, as we have had before, God never fails. He's always there. He, you know, it doesn't matter what song you sing, what song you play, it all leads back to whom?
Yeah.
What does it lead back to?
Always back to him.
To God. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
And this next song is Glory Be to God. So if you believe, and if you have to believe in something, why not believe in me? And then once you believe in me, I'm not saying give me glory, but give glory and honor and praise to God, because, hey, he's brought you through. He never failed. It's just there's something about that name, you know.
That's right.
It's just everything.
Powerful.
Everything.
Yeah.
So everything.
Yeah.
So this next, I like that. I like that song because it's catchy, and you know, it kind of gets you through things too. You know, if it's almost like clicking your heels together a couple of times, three times, and believe in me. I believe.
Yeah.
I'm not in Kansas anymore, but I believe in God.
Yeah.
So,
uh-huh.
I'm just saying. You know, just give me
something
to
believe in. Yeah.
Right, you know, and, you know, he may not.
Yeah.
Right, you know, give me something to believe in. I believe in God. Mm-hmm. Look at all the things around us. I mean, why wouldn't I believe
That's
in
right.
him? You know,
yeah,
he hasn't failed. So Glory Be to God, which is our next song. So give us the details on Glory Be to God.
Glory Be to God is a song that I came up with. You know, a lot of times, if we're not careful,
mm-hmm.
we'll make the mistake of creating idols and, things we watch on TV or whatever, that,
mm-hmm.
in that regard. And so we have to be very careful that, you know, we don't get, we got to know the difference between what's real and what isn't. And, you know, and so, and just going to the word, you know, he says, you know, I'm, you know, he's our God, not to put anybody before him, anything before him, and don't make any idol before him. So basically I used, and if you notice in the song, I'm using certain words and playing on some words, like from some of the soap operas that used to come on. And if you listen very well, y'all listen to me use those play on words in this song. And that's what I'm gravitating toward to. And so, that's what I'm feeling on this one. So, yeah, we got to believe in him because he's real. But focus on him.
And that kind of, that kind of takes us back to the other song that we had earlier. Now it's done in my mind. This Ain't No Make-Believe World. So basically these two songs kind of go together. Correct me if I'm wrong.
Yeah, you're right.
Okay.
Follow up, yeah. Mm-hmm.
See, I know. I pay attention a little bit.
Yeah, so you're catching on, huh? You're catching on, yeah.
Glory be to God.
Yeah.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. Mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show.
As the world turns, we seem to get dizzier and dizzier. The Lord looking at us, saying, what's wrong with ya? The mental state of ya, you think repentance is below ya? Let the Holy Word show ya, shed some light on ya, wrote the words for ya. Holy Word says he'll heal the land if you turn from your wicked ways and give God all the praise, live holy every day. But the world lives in a world of make-believe, where the enemy deceives, caught up in money, TV, and movie screens. Your reality is the tube and Facebook. Devil got your mind took on a journey where right's wrong and wrong is right. All morals gone, hearts turned to stone. Yes, your mind's blown, can't see it cause you're too far gone. You watch channel zero till your eyes bleed, losing all sensitivity. You see men as trees, but spiritually we can all overcome. Give our lives to the anointed one, Jesus Christ. He paid the price, it was all POD, so we may live eternally. Yeah. That's right, yeah, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes, a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, get ready for the big show. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show.
Some search for tomorrow as if it was promised. Give your life to Jesus today. Let's preach on this. You see, there's some trying to find their destiny. The word teaches us that our destiny is he. Some will teach and proclaim that our destiny is money, celebrity, fortune, and fame. The Bible teaches us heaven and earth will pass away, but God's word will surely stay the same. It's important that we all be born again, saved by grace, free from sin, truly changed within. There's so many things I would like to be, but heaven is my ultimate destiny. And that's word, y'all. Come on, come on.
Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To you I want to be nearer. I want to see things clearer. As far as we know, getting ready for the big show. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes a spiritual mind to receive all you have for me. To
conviction. Open the eyes of my heart, Lord. I want to see with your eyes.
Amen. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Open your eyes. Open your eyes. Yeah.
Yeah.
Open your eyes and you'll see. And this next song, Bible scholars, and those of you who have your word with you, please turn with me to John 4, 10 through 15.
Oh, yeah, water.
I'm just going to let us pause there for a minute. And I know there's a lot of people who want to go to the Bible gate, maybe have their Bibles near them, but go to John 4. 10 through 15. And now as you are turning to that chapter in John, I'm going to let Lee explain his next song, Watcher. John,
yeah,
10.
Yeah, the water, the living water.
4, 10, 15.
Is, yeah.
Yes, go ahead.
Yeah, you know, the Bible says out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water. I took to that particular concept, and I said, what can I do with water,
mm-hmm.
you know, and knowing this living water? So we got very creative on this one, and I made it like a spoken word project on this one.
Okay.
And of course,
mm-hmm.
with the music
mm-hmm.
and everything else, but expressing myself, how I feel about this living water in me. And so when y'all hear
right.
it, you'll understand exactly why I did it the way I did it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so y'all, if you haven't gotten there thus far, it's John 4, 10 through 15, talking about the living water. And the woman said unto him, Sir, give me this water that I thirst not, neither come hither to draw.
Ooh, that water, the living water. Fill my cup and let it overflow.
Yeah.
Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I'm drawing from the well that will never run dry. I drink of him, and I'll never thirst again. So I'll drink right here. I'll take my sip. Excuse me, y'all, while I take my sip. Yeah, come on, y'all, take a drink with. Come on. Come on, take a drink. Come on. I'm wrapped up, tied up, tangled up, and I'm caught up in you. I ain't gonna let you go, because you abide in me. And I abide in you. Oh, such a sweet surrender. Yes, you are. You are the bright morning star.
Yes, you are.
Lily of the valley. The beauty of holiness. Personified, yeah. You are the word of God. The word gives life, and life is beautiful.
Yeah.
Ooh,
yeah.
That water. That water, that water, that living water.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
About Jesus. Make me want to holler. Make me want to throw up my hands. Oh yeah, you do that.
Come on.
Yeah.
Ooh, that water. That water. That water. The living water.
Talk about spoken, yeah. If you talk about spoken word, I want to do the little snaps, you know, because that's what that music sounds like,
yeah.
Like a little beatnik. You have the snaps,
yeah, beatnik,
up and everything.
Yeah,
like,
that's,
okay,
that's a concept.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, that's exactly what it felt like. Little, you know, bongos and everything,
right.
In there. And then when,
yeah.
I saw the title, Water John 4-10-15, I thought it was the year you had created it. It's like, you know what? A spiritual man. I bet that's John 4 chapter 10th verse to the 10th to
mm-hmm.
the 15th verse. Shona, it was. It's like, okay, I think I'm vibing on Mr. Lee, all right?
Yeah, you're getting it now. Shona, huh?
Talk about living. Yes, yes. Because, you know, when you do it on a computer, you know, it doesn't do the colon, doesn't do all this stuff, so you have to kind of,
right.
You know, change,
right.
Things. I was like, okay, he wrote that 4-10-15, 2015. No, boo-boo. No, no, no. He's talking about something totally different on another level.
Yeah.
He's talking about some living water. And,
yeah.
And when you have that
mm-hmm.
living water, you know what happens? Once you drink that living water, you know what happens?
What
you
happened?
Can tell him because you wrote the song.
Oh, okay. I know what happened. Yeah. I was waiting on you to tell me. I tell you. When I drink this living water, I'm telling you, man, everything within
yes.
me came to life, man. I'm telling you that
everything
the depression,
changed.
that dark place
mm-hmm.
I was in, all of that. Listen, y'all, when I drink that water, man, let me tell you, that's life giving water for
mm-hmm.
real. I'm telling you,
yes.
yeah, man, that's
yes.
real life giving
yes.
water right there for real. And I tell you, I want to give props to my son Lee Jr. for doing the percussion on that for me because.
Mm-hmm.
Like you were saying, that beatnik concept is what
mm-hmm.
I was going for, and you know, as an artist, at times, you know, I
mm-hmm.
know the picture in my head, and I got to get it out to others
mm-hmm.
what I'm looking at. And so, man, he brought it. He really did.
Trying to convey that,
right. Right here for, oh yeah. So yeah, y'all drink the water. You know, I got the bridges in there. What I'm saying, I'm taking my sip. You know the bridge. I'm saying, y'all come
mm-hmm.
on, take a drink with me. Take a drink with me. It's enough
some
of them
pure,
to go around. We ain't going out.
Some pure, never. It's a good purifier,
yeah.
That living water. And
yeah.
And after, like, the reason why I was saying that, you know, what's going to happen, because the next song that is playing is called Wonderful Change. So after you drink that water, you can't help it but to change. So let's hear
you sure
Wonderful
right.
Change.
You're right about that.
I was bound by a heavy burden, disgrace by guilt and shame. I've been touched by the hand of Jesus. I'll forever praise your holy name. I'll shout to the highest hills. I'll tell it in the valleys low, 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 how you saved my soul. And you made me whole. Savior, I remember the day he saved my soul. Praise flows from the depths of my heart. Spiritual bond is unbreakable. I shout to the highest hills. In the valleys low, 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 how you changed my life, and you made me whole.
Yeah, you did that.
Yeah.
Ooh, what a change.
Keep it to yourself. And so earlier we had the church quake after party. We're going to have a church quake and get crazy now. We're going to have some church quake. So the next song is church quake. We're going to have a commercial, and then we're going to go into our love ballads, our romantic music. So we're going to have a church quake, a commercial, and then our love ballads.
Solid.
Let me ride so low, come on and get me. Take me to a higher place where your spirit leads me. Feel the fire all up in here. Leave your hands in the air. The party don't stop, ain't going nowhere. I'll be calm and easy, I'm in your care. Let's go higher.
Yeah, man.
church quake.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
So, we want to welcome you back to Late Night with Lee Alston out of Freeport, Texas, with Gullah Soul Music. You want to say hey, Lee? Say hey.
Hey, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for tuning in tonight with us. Thank y'all for hanging out with us tonight.
There you go. There you go. We got some callers on the line, but they're just listeners, so you know I don't want to scare nobody away. So we got some diehard listeners out there. So that's what I appreciate them ever so much. They've been texting me saying they enjoyed it, and you know they was having church and teasing and nodding and carrying on and saying, "Sing, Mother," and you know God never fails. So you know we have real people out there listening. Not that real people aren't listening, but we have people who call in and just want to just sit there and just be with us and you know just have you know maybe be serenaded. You know, they don't have to, they don't want to have to say something all the time. Just sit there and just know that, you know, they're there and if they have something to say, they could say something. But you know what? Yeah. You can't have the love, you know, for another person without the love of God. And so this next section is, I call it a romantic section or our love ballads. He said, what did you say?
Yeah.
He said, oh, you just gave me a new genre. But it's all love because you're talking about God.
Yeah.
So, you know, you're talking about Jesus. You're talking about, you know, all that you've gone through. So it's nothing but the love. And this song is it's so pretty. I know we played it, you know, the last time, but not everybody has heard it. So it's called Love is Such a Beautiful Thing. And it's pretty. And you know, just sit back and listen to it, and let me know how you know all you listeners how you feel about it. And if you do feel, you do. If you don't feel, you can still let us know. Hey, I didn't like that one. Then we know, okay, you didn't like it, but somebody else might.
That's right.
As I say, to each his own. So we appreciate him coming with us, coming to us tonight, Lee Alston, Late Night with Lee Alston. And the number is 845-241-9985. Or you can go to the homepage of Do It All in the Mall and hit the Let's Do It radio banner on the right-hand side. And you can just click in and just listen. So here we go with Love is Such a Beautiful Thing.
It is.
You know, love is a beautiful thing. And I see love all in your face right now, and it does you well to see your warm smile just light up the room. It just illuminates all around you. Yeah, love is such a beautiful thing, and I'm so glad that you're my wife. And right now what I'm saying is straight from my heart, that I'm gonna share with you my feelings, everything that's on my mind right now, because woman, love is a beautiful thing.
Yes, it is.
And I thank God for you, because I'm so happy. So happy right now. You're my world, you're my life, you're my wife, yeah, love is such a beautiful thing, and the life that we live is so beautiful, yeah, you and me. Yeah, we got it like that. And honey, you know, even through our ups and downs, I still see the beauty in what we have. And people can say this, they can say that. It doesn't really matter to me.
True.
Because love is a beautiful thing. Oh yeah, love is such a beautiful thing. And when I'm away from you, I long for your warm embrace, and for you to just whisper in my ear, Lee, I love you. Oh yeah. Yeah. Day's work, just to see you smile, you know, it does me so well to know that you've been safe all day. God has kept you all day long from all hurt, harm, and danger. So I want you just to sit down with me and just share with me. See, I took the time to prepare you a nice dinner. Yeah, yeah, I did that for you today. Yeah. Just sit down and relax. We'll have dinner. We'll talk. We'll share with one another. We'll pray. And talk some more. Yeah, that's beautiful, baby. That's real beautiful. Love is a beautiful thing.
Such a beautiful thing. And Lee is just like the perfect gentleman that every woman wants. You know, you come home, have a meal cooked, get a massage, you know, just have those sweet nothings whispered in your ear,
yeah.
You know, just,
yeah.
Hey, baby, how's your day? You know, just,
right.
You know, just... seeing how somebody else is, and not always about ourselves, but see how somebody else is doing for a change.
That's right.
You know, that's,
yeah.
I won't
right.
say old school, but, you know, it's just, a lot of the men don't do that today. A lot of them do. Some do, some don't. So I can't count
right.
everybody's in the one little cup saying everybody doesn't do it. But, you know, it's just nice that you sing about it. And,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, you sit there and just have a conversation, you know,
right.
with your wife, girlfriend, or what have you. And so that's a beautiful thing. You know, it's such a beautiful thing just to sit down and converse. And, you know, just look into her eyes. She looks in your eyes and just love is such a beautiful thing. And
yeah.
the next
uh-huh.
song is What Makes You Beautiful. You know, so tell us about what makes you beautiful. And then I didn't know your name. So I know why how you didn't know her name, but, you know, I think that's dedicated to Angie, but I think this whole session is dedicated to your wife, Angie. And she's a beautiful thing because I talked to her for a hot minute the last time we spoke. But
yeah.
What made you right? What makes you beautiful?
what makes you
Go ahead,
beautiful? Yeah, what makes you beautiful is actually I pulled from different inspirations on this one. The first one, my mother, of course, and then,
uh-huh.
of course, you know, with my wife, family members, and the real friends, and the ones that reach out to me, I reach back out to them, and it's basically a song that from a soliloquy, and so
okay.
I wrote it as a soliloquy would, so I just wanted to tell each of them what they mean to me
mm-hmm.
in this song altogether. And so when
mm-hmm.
they listen to it, they'll know who they are and what impact they have on my life and vice versa. And so that's what makes you beautiful. And, you know, and a lot of times people think it's what's on the outside, but the
right.
beauty I'm talking about is on the inside. When you have the love of God, man, that's beauty right there. That's
mm-hmm,
and
mm-hmm.
when you have that, when you know how to love someone unconditionally and show them the appreciation and the gratitude. That comes from within. That's something you can't put makeup on your face and get your hair cut, hair done, shoes, suits, and all that. No, it's what's on the inside. So that's why I came up with this song, to encourage those out there. You know, you know, you got that beauty on the inside, man, that's what counts. That's what you need right there. So that's why I wrote this song, as an encouragement to my loved ones and those listening out there, to encourage you today. You know, it's
Thank
the beauty
you
of you on the inside is what I'm looking at. Yeah.
Basically, like the naked truth. So you could just be stark naked, but you're still beautiful regardless of all your scars, your insecurities or whatever. You're still a beautiful soul. So let's listen to What Makes You Beautiful by Lee Alston.
Makes you beautiful is the way you show unconditional love. Over and over you prove your love for me. What makes you beautiful is the God that shows up in you, and the way you glorify His holy name. So it's reviving again. You truly encourage my heart. What makes you so beautiful is the smile upon your face. You radiate, telling the story from your soul. What makes you beautiful is the way say hello to me, so genuine love from your heart. What makes you beautiful is the way you give of yourself so unselfishly. Yes, it's the Christ in you I see. What makes you so beautiful is how you show the love of God wholeheartedly.
What makes you beautiful? The beauty of love within you that comes out, it's like you're just glowing and showing and shining.
Yeah.
So that's real pretty. That's really pretty. It's nice, soft. You know, it's kind of like a Valentine's song to me. But, you know, it could be any day song. But that was really nice. That was really nice. But pretty. This next song, you told me the story of how y'all met, but the whole audience knows how y'all met. And this next song is called I Didn't Know Your Name. So you want to explain to the audience about this song and how it came to be?
I felt like I had to visit this particular chapter when I first met her. And, you know, I was doing I was engineering a live concert, of course, and she was in this choir that that was performing. And so anyway, I noticed her at the rehearsal session, and I couldn't shake it. I mean, I'm like, you know, why can't I get out of? You know, she's rolling around in my head, man. I'm like, she ain't at the concert. you know, I thought her name was someone else's name. Of course, I got it mixed up. And she was walking by, and I said the name right, and she kept walking. And I'm like, in my mind, why is she? I'm calling her name. Hey, excuse me. And I said the wrong name, and she kept walking. I'm like, why is she walking? Was she walking away like that, man? I mean, then after we got mad, I asked. I said, when I called you the name, why didn't you respond and turn around and look at me? She said, because that wasn't my name. I said, okay, all right, cool. I came up with this song called I Didn't Know Your Name, and it's a lot of what, like you were saying, for the listeners out there, everything that you're hearing is, I don't have writers writing for me, writing songs that I don't know and I haven't lived.
Right.
These are moments of my life on audio, and so hopefully through my experience, you know, hopefully it'll help somebody or whatever. But yeah, this is how I met her, and so that's the name of the song. I didn't know her name, but it all worked out. It all worked out.
And why didn't you just call it Angie's song? Do you even have one called Angie's song?
It would have been too.
No.
I think it would have been too basic. I'm glad it all worked out, and I'm glad I was persistent, you know. And and so when I found out her name, actually, I said, "Oh wow, man, that's why she didn't, respond to me." And so I'm glad that it all worked out, though. And so it's all good, it's all cool, it's solid. So I had to tell this part of my life as well.
So basically, as you're telling us this evening, I would say Lee's life in the song, in the key of songs, actually. So that you have, you know what I'm saying, is your life.
Yeah.
And like you say, can't nobody else write your life but you.
That's right.
Right.
That's right.
Can't nobody walk in your shoes but you. So everything that you've done is, you know, and that's why I call this section Angie's section, because it's a lot about her and how you feel about her and what you've written about her. And so let's hear I Didn't Know Your Name.
Yeah.
Hey lady, can I talk to you? Give me a minute, I'll tell you the truth. And by the way, my name is Lee. God created you, tailor made for me. I can tell by the way you walk and by the way you talk and what you do. I like how you vibe your profile. I know that it's the Christ in you. And no doubt you're a woman of God and you're a lover of Christ. And after his heart, the Spirit of God moving upon you.
the glow love is showing love. I can feel it when I hear you sing. Express your love in the joy he brings. And this is what I have to say. But I hope you won't throw no shade, cause I didn't know your name. You walked on by, had that sparkle in your eyes, yeah. I didn't know your name, but you were the one. Day of November, that's the day that I'll always remember. That's the day that we walked the aisle, and once we were strangers, but look at us now. I have to shout, glory, hallelujah. Girl, I'm glad I come to know ya. Ooh, Lord, have mercy on me. Now Angie belongs to me. I didn't know your name, but you walked on by, had that sparkle in your eye. Didn't know your name,
after you got to know her and everything. You have a couple of songs, well, three songs that I see so far. You have Dance of a Lifetime, you have Dance, and you have Dance. And I'm trying to go between which song to do. I picked Dance. So what, and it's another, you know, quote-unquote love ballad. So what made you produce this song?
This one is Dance. In what it was, At this part of my life, at this moment in my life, I was actually searching, but you know, this was like a song that, as if you know, I already had the woman of my dreams. So I wrote a song actually, you know, giving the listener of what I'm feeling at that moment. Basically on what my wedding night to me would be like, you know, if I was married at that time. So I was already writing, you know, my way to meeting her. This is before I met her. So I was writing this as if I already had it. Didn't know at the time, but this was a moment, like I said, I was actually saving myself so that I could finally meet her. And so, yeah, that's how this song came to be.
Okay, so we're going to hear Dance.
We'll dance in the moonlight. The stars are out tonight. Look in our eyes. You see we're in love. Dance for me. I'll dance for you. Tell me what you want. There's nothing I won't do. But I want you close. Vibe in my zone. Hold me tight and let your soul just flow. We've got something here words can't explain. Love is overdue. I know with you it's true. Yes, you're my lady and I'm your man. Our hearts join as one in the master's plan.
Yeah, it's spiritual. I can see every time we walk, every time we talk. When I'm with you, everything we do, your vibe is cool.
Dance, the night is young. Embrace each other till the morning comes. There's so much I have in store. When the morning comes, we'll
bit some more.
You sure you wrote this after and not during? Because it sounds like you already had her all staked out, and you know this beautiful woman, you know what you wanted in a woman and everything. So
right.
You know God provides.
You got to know
that's
it.
Another song. That's another good song. Excuse me.
Yeah. You definitely got to know what kind of woman you want. You know, and I knew. So it's, you know, I waited until I got exactly what I wanted. And I'm cool with that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Even though you didn't know her name, right?
Didn't know her name, no. Had the wrong name, but the right one.
That, hey, that's all right. There's a song out there, is the right this, and some, I think it's Johnny Guitar Watson or somebody out there has got the right this and the wrong that or something, I don't know. But this next song was rocking you calm and easy. So after you dance and everything, she was, you know, just rocking you calm and easy. So explain this song to us.
Yeah, this is another one of my thoughts. Well, this is what I'm thinking. So being able to express myself in song and also to her as well, you know, and I believe that's a good a good vibe when you and your husband and your wife, you can actually dialogue and, you know, and be able to, you know, create a conversation and be able to talk and express yourself how you feel openly without, you know, feeling embarrassed. You know, a lot of people need to, you know, I believe that's something that I looked at as a writer, and a lot of people don't realize it, that, you know, when you really think about it, a lot of what we see on TV and movies, those are writers that write those, that dialogue, and the actors are just acting it out.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
it's like
right.
a lot of times when we watch, you know, programs, and then when we hear someone say something that sounds so eloquent and so moving, and then I'm like, man, I don't want to ever, you know, get to the, but this is for me personally, that I don't want my wife to be, you know, wondering why don't you talk to me like that, you know? So just me.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know, what you see on the TV, a lot of people try to bring that into reality. You know, for example, someone was watching TV and some dude brought the woman some flowers, and then the dude gets home.
Right.
What's wrong with you? You ain't bring me no home no flowers. Okay, then. Okay, what's going on here? Okay, we got to like we said before, man, this is reality here. So if that's
right,
something that
right.
is an issue, let's sit down and talk about this thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so
there
that's basically why I write these love ballads. And like you said before, it's all love. You know,
right.
you got to have an open dialogue and understanding and respect for one another's feelings and all that. So this is why I do these songs the way I do them. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And they're so heartfelt, and they come across smooth, they come across easy, and it's not all that difficult to understand. Be kind, be gentle, be nice, you know. Love the one you're with, as the song says, you know, love the one you're with.
But
it's like, you know, the way you write the song and how it comes across and how it just flows, that's what I like about it, because it's just, you know, something that everybody could identify with. I mean, you're not hollering at anybody. You're not making any demands. It's just like, hey, let's just sit down and talk. Hey, let's dance.
Right.
Hey, just rock me calm and easy. And that's the
next
song.
Yeah, man, do that. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about.
Yes, sir.
Rock me. Easy. Calm.
Love
me. Easy.
Embrace me. I'm safe in your arms.
Rock me.
Calm me.
Easy.
Love me.
Embrace me.
I'm safe in your arms.
It ain't nothing wrong. Serenade me with a song. Darling, it's okay to sing to me all night and day. Love is the perfect key. I got joy all over me. I'm yours, it's alright. You're my wife, hold me tight. She pulls me near, she whispers in my ear. I thank the Lord above for blessing us, for joining us. And I found in you a love that's oh so true. I love you forever, no matter what we go through. Yeah.
Rock me, calm me, easy.
Oh
love
yeah.
me, embrace.
Yeah yeah.
I'm safe in your arms.
Come on and rock me.
Love me, embrace me, I'm safe.
And that's a love song that even could be sung for Jesus, because like, rock me, yep, calm and easy, because I got a home, right, on the other side. And I'm sure that's probably, yep, where you, right, got that, yep, from. But, you know, it still applies. It's still a love song, regardless of how,
right,
you
there
sing
you
or who you sing it to. It's still a love song, right?
That's right.
There you go. That's
right.
What I'm talking about. That's what I'm,
yes,
thinking about. Yeah, that was nice and just calming. And a lot of our listeners are saying, you know, they're enjoying the music. It's nice and smooth. It's, you know, just relaxing. And so they're just kind of sitting here, just kind of like bobbing their head and drinking their favorite beverage of water, iced tea, you know, that type of stuff.
Yeah, thank y'all. Thank y'all for listening. Yeah.
Yes. And the last song of our love ballads is The Way You Love Me, Zydeco Trap Clutching. And so, you want to explain?
The Way You Love Me. Yes, The Way You Love Me is, and like you were saying before, when it comes to spirituality, you can direct it to, you know, to Jesus. If you want, I can direct it to my wife, you know, and that's the thing about spirituality, you know. And so, and like you were saying a little bit earlier, you know, you're now starting to kind of understand my direction and the flow and why, you know, I do songs this way. But the Way You Love Me is a song that really describes, like I said, on some other ones. This one here was really a touching one for me to do because of the fact that, you know, being able to just let everything out, let everything go, and just, you know, and use the guitar and the accordion to actually speak for me on this one. So on this one, I'm doing the background and setting the tone, and but the guitar and the accordion actually speaking for me. And so I'm letting them actually do all my talking for me on this one.
All right, let's hear who's talking and the music who's talking. Let's go.
Yeah.
Forma en que mi amas, sí.
Way You Love Me.
Yeah.
That was nice. Very nice. Very, very nice. It's just so there. They're just so soothing to me, you know. So soothing. And I just appreciate it. So, okay. We are going to take a couple of quick commercial breaks. And then we're going to come back on the other side. And we're going to do some jazz. We're going to take it down a notch. So we're going to do some jazz. Okay?
Yeah.
Something nice and even smoother than silk. Mm-hmm. Yes, sir.
When I think of my black, I define it by more than me being of African descent. My black is bold. My black is beautiful. My black is confident, strong, willing to win. My black is everything that I wanted it to be, to love, to trust. My black is more than a shade of color. My black is excellent.
HTC Apparel, black by popular demand.
Heaven knows I like to be way, way up, feeling way, way up again.
And HTC Apparel can be found in the men's, women's, and children's apparel sections of Do It All in the Mall. You can either enter HTC Apparel in the search bar and press enter, and you'll be taken directly to the site.
Hey, ladies and gentlemen, I hope you are shopping at doitallinthemall.com. Why? Because a percentage of the proceeds will go back into our communities and help redevelop those same communities, making our lives better. Women and men have been coming together by shopping to make a difference in our communities. And won't you join us today? Again, shop doitallinthemall.com.
Yes, doitallinthemall.com, which has been in business for over 13 years and is owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, Washington. So we're just going to take it down a notch and make it even more chill, a bit to the jazz side of me. But before I bring back Mr. Gullah Soul Music, you're welcome to call in at 845-241-9985 and join the vibe, ask questions, speak with him if you want to, or just sit back and listen. Thank you so much. And so this set, we're playing Music Good for the Soul, which goes along with your Gullah Soul food business. Very fulfilling. It fills the heart, the mind, the body, and, of course, the Gullah Soul. So soul, that's a pretty song. So that's pretty. Go ahead and tell us how you came up with that one.
Which song is this one?
Soul Food.
Oh yeah, soul food. As a matter of fact, you're right on the direction with soul food. It's like you're saying, food for the body, mind, soul. You know, that whole concept of soul food. You know, when we eat soul food, you know, we're reminded of the spices, the flavor, the seasonings, and everything's done just right, how you want the taste. So musically, I wanted to bring the same thing with this particular piece. That's why I call it soul food.
Okay, let's get filled, body, soul, mind, and everything else in between.
Yeah.
Thank you. I can play that song over and over and over and over again.
Yeah.
I have
yeah.
one caller who texts me, says, this is inspiring me to work on some more music. So he said that he's going to be putting out a single soon. And this is inspiring him to work on his music. So you are an inspiration out there. So yay.
Wonderful. Good.
So,
great, man. Yeah, do it. Yeah.
You know, you never know who you might be, you know, inspiring to just, you know, tap into that talent that they have, but they just didn't. It's just in the background.
Yeah.
But now, you know, if it's God-given, God's going to provide and he's going to make you expound on it. And then look how many people you're inspiring. You're relaxing. You're just having their head bob. You know, it's nice. It's really nice. It's just something different and inclusive, exclusive. You're entertaining. You're explaining. You're, you know, giving pointers on how to love, you know, and how you testify and testimony and the things that you've gone through. So I just appreciate you being a part of Let's Do It Radio. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Next
I thank you all for having
is,
me. Yeah.
Of course. You know, I was going to say we wouldn't have it any other way, but hey, God led you to us. So we thank you.
Oh, yeah.
So, you know, we just thank you so much. You know.
Oh, you're welcome.
And the next song is a new song. It's called Gullah Soul Music Theory. And how did you come across, well, most of it's Gullah Soul music, but the theory part, how, explain that to us, how you came up with that concept.
Yes, the theory part is basically coming from studying music theory. And, you know, and when I was in school and symphonic orchestra and playing also, in different bands and everything else, you have to know music theory. You have to understand it.
Mm-hmm.
For producers like Phil Spector with Wall of Sound, and you had Burt Bacharach, all of these producers, maybe that possibly a lot of people haven't, you know, even heard of those two, but you know, understanding music theory and playing. I played everything from Bach to Beethoven to Mozart, I did all that. And so that helped me to understand music theory. So with this particular piece, I just wanted to bring an instrumental that I heard
mm-hmm.
the sound growing up in the 70s. You know, like Dancing Queen, those type of songs. And I was like, I was a kid,
yeah.
but that sound caught my ear. And so I wanted to bring a piece that would actually bring back, you know, the music theory part of music today. So that's how I came up with the Gullah Soul music theory.
Because people don't think about theory. They just, you know, some people just play. They don't think about all the details and everything that you're explaining to us. So this is, as I say, this is deep, bro. This is deep. So I'm going to play Gullah Soul music theory.
Thank you.
That sounds like, what's his name? Barry White. Was that kind of his music? Not
yes,
his music,
that,
but take off of his music?
Lot, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he used a lot of those
okay.
string arrangements. ABBA.
Yes.
ABBA
yes.
was big
yes.
on that sound back then and
yes.
During that time. And so
mm-hmm.
it's like, I just wanted to revisit that time. And before I forget, a good friend of mine, Henry Jones III, he actually put
mm-hmm.
down a piano part on that. And it was kind of catchy, so it was going to be something else, but I decided, man, let me turn
uh-huh.
it into this. So I want to give him props on that. For letting me have
good,
that,
good.
Let me, you know, let me have that track so I could work it the way I need to work it. So yeah, I had to revisit that sound.
Right.
You know, we grew up with that sound,
mm-hmm.
so I just wanted to go and do something, you know, to bring back that sound.
Mm-hmm.
This particular track. Had fun doing it. I had a real nice time doing this one. Yeah.
Okay, that is very nice. So we have time for maybe a couple of more songs. So I'm gonna let you
okay.
pick either. Okay. Inner City Blues, what Peace Feels Like, Confessions, or Bassella?
Let me go with Inner City Blues.
Inner City
Inner
Blues,
City
that's
Blues
what I was, that's the one I was
like.
Going to pick.
Yeah, yes, Inner City
yes.
Blues, yeah, man, yeah.
Yes, yes, Inner City, and it's not the regular spelling, it's E-N-N-U-H, City, B-L-Y-E-W-Z, Inner
Yeah, that's Gullah.
City Blues.
Yeah,
it's very Gullah.
Uh-huh.
I like it. That beat.
Yeah. Smooth, huh?
Yeah. Thank you. Very nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice. Very nice. You just sit there and just close your eyes and just kind of like, just no cares in the world. Just to sit there and just let the music feed you. That's how it does me.
Yeah, just get away. Yeah.
Yes, yes, that is very nice. I was trying to see if we had time for one more song, but no, we do not. So we're going to close out. What we're going to have first, we're going to have last words from our guest today, Mr. Lee Alston, Late Night with Lee Alston, as a matter of fact. And he's with us every other Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. Go ahead with your last words, Lee, please.
I thank y'all for hanging out with us tonight, and Lord willing, 2 weeks from now, we'll be right back here, same time, and you know, and so I'm looking forward to hanging out with y'all again, and y'all take care, be safe out there, and look forward to hearing from y'all again. Thank you.
Thank you to our listeners who are tuned in with us, who have been commenting, and you know.
Yes.
Saying mother and just, you know, that you've given them inspiration and everything. And so hopefully we'll have more people commenting and letting us know how they feel and so on and so forth, because they just want to listen. They don't want to talk. They just want to listen.
Yeah.
And that's what
the
majority of people
say.
We don't want to say nothing. You know, we just want to listen. And when it's time to comment, you know, and they could text me or they could text you or whatever, or, you know, they know you because they're listening. They know me because they're listening.
Yeah.
But, you know, we get new listeners. So, hey, you know, you can always hit the contact us information, the contact us form on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall. So thank you again for joining us as we close out with, again, the Jazz Interlude. And how are you all feeling about now? I know I'm feeling good. I'm churched, inspired, relaxed, entertained. Thank you, Lee Alston of Gold Soul Music out of Freeport, Texas. And to our callers who are really listeners, but for your comments and shout-outs and inspirational words and so on and so forth. And, of course, to our worldwide listening audience of Let's Do a Radio, sponsored by Do It All in the Mall. Thank you for tuning in and joining Late Night with Lee Alston, which alternates, as I said earlier, every other Friday, 6 p.m. Pacific, 7 p.m. Mountain, 8 p.m. Central, and 9 p.m. Eastern. And Lee will be back with us in a couple of weeks, as he said, with more music, more inspiration, and just more of him, more Gullah Soul. So mark your calendar for the next date of 2 weeks from today, which is 14 days from today, which would be the 28th of May, Memorial Weekend. This has been your hostess, Ms. Inez, owner and fashion designer of Anais Valco Design. And you have been listening to Let's Do It Radio, found under the banner on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall, owned and operated by Sharon Salisbury Frazier out of Yakima, as well as where you can find all the past episodes, recordings, and other Let's Do It Radio banner for on-demand access while shopping through doitallinthemall.com. You'll probably want to hear all of these musical episodes again and again and again and again. So I know I will. So please leave comments on the shows you listen to. And as you shop through the mall, the more funds we build up and a commission is earned on qualified purchases going back into the communities where your money matters. You can change lives and make lives matter while making a difference worldwide. So make Do It All in the Mall your shopping headquarters. We cannot be successful without you. And we welcome donations, which can be given on the donation button on the homepage of Do It All in the Mall as well. So this has been, again, thank you so much for listening and for hanging out with Lee, Late Night with Lee Alston, and Miss Inez, owner and operator of Anais Aqua Design. Have a good evening.